Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our City Hall update today. How are you, Mayor?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Joe.
Our last one of May 2024.
Yeah, wow.
Yes.
In front of that, but boy, it's whipping by.
Really is, absolutely is. Nice ceremony yesterday for Memorial Day. Very well attended, actually.
It was a nice turnout, and I guess Speaker Kip Caldwell did a phenomenal job, I thought, talking about his brother who was killed by an IED from 21 years ago in Iraq. So the program was very fitting. Nice turnout. Christine Cugini did a nice job. She's a great leader for the Veteran Services and her team, of course. And, of course, I heard compliments from people all over the place over the weekend, how beautiful the cemeteries are maintained, and that's not the case everywhere. So hats off to those guys as well.
Yeah, for folks who have not seen the changes, specifically that veteran section on C Street area there, can you maybe explain what's happening and what's still to come?
Sure. Well, as you may recall, we've completely changed the entrance. The entrance was very unwielding, very wide. You could have landed a plane on the end of it. And, you know, we formalized the entrance from what it was many, many years ago. Beautiful new plan, new plantings. Completely regraded the whole veteran section, reset every marker. Because over time, things settle and they get a little uneven. And then, of course, we put a set of flagpoles in, 9 of them. Obviously, the U.S., state, and city. And then, of course, the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Space Force, and the Coast Guard, all are flown every day. And all of the monuments to each of the eras, each of the wars and conflicts, we realign them so they line up pretty much evenly in a row, and we uplit them as well. So it's really magnificent. And as you know, the roads have all been done in there. The water mains have been done in there. And the last piece, two pieces, actually, one will come on this summer sometime, but on top of that wall, when you go up into the entrance, at the height of the entrance there, just before you turn in, we'll sit a gate on top of it, beautiful archway, wrought iron with beautiful elements in it, angels and military elements to reflect what the cemetery is all about. So, and then, of course, in November, I know we've talked a little bit about it, but we'll be adding the latest war monument, and that is the, started with Desert Storm, Persian Gulf, Iraq, Afghanistan, Global War on Terror. We'll include all of those, and there'll be 7 names inscribed on that monument, Quincy people who died in service during that period. So that will be the weekend of the Veterans Day next year. So, I mean, this is coming fall, rather.
Yep.
So look forward to that as well.
Yeah, I've seen the mold of that, a picture of it. It's quite breathtaking, actually. Talk a little bit about who's creating that.
Yeah, it was... There's a gentleman up on the North Shore, his shop, that the name's going right out of my head, Joe,
yeah.
The name of the shop. But they're the ones who were the artists on it. We had a Veterans Committee a few years ago look at some options that they drew up, and the Vets Committee chose the option that we've gone with. And, of course, you know, we picked the style. There'll be a quote on there from Reagan. There'll be a quote on there from Dunford.
Hmm.
And all the military symbols will be on it as well. To be a Marine and a Army soldier on the face of it in bronze, that's going to be inset in the granite monument.
Mm-hmm.
So really, really is going to be handsome. And I think, you know, I mean, we've done a lot in recent years for the Vietnam vet, as we should. And I think now it's time we honor the folks since 1990 all the way up to the Global War on Terror.
Right.
You know, and again, we've lost 7 individuals during that time period in Quincy. So it's only appropriate, and I believe it's their time.
Where will that actually be positioned in the cemetery, Mayor?
Closer to the gate.
Okay.
Yeah, we already have the foundation in for it.
And hopefully it's the last war memorial we'll ever need.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, amen, absolutely.
Although I know there is a plan for a memorial out in Squantum as well in August, right?
Yes, to Marina Bay.
Yep.
Squantum, Point Park area. Yeah, I mean, some people may not know, but that section of Squantum was once the shipbuilding facility called the Victory Plant. They built destroyers in World War One, and then during World War Two, it became a naval air station. And a lot of people were trained, not only Americans but British flyers as well, for World War Two.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that history there. So we thought it was a good location to put the lone sailor statue, who'll be right at the corner of the boardwalk with a mini park there facing the water. There'll be a number of admirals honored, a number of other Navy notables, as well as we'll honor the shipbuilding industry, a number of people involved in that as well. And, of course, the Quincy Bell that used to be in front of Quincy City Hall area came off the second USS Quincy. That will be also a focal point. The first USS Quincy was sunk at the Battle of Savo Island, August 9, 1942. That's why we've chosen August 9th to do this, with 370 sailors lost on the first one. So I think it ties it all in nicely, the Naval Service. A lot of people from Quincy were sailors and continue to be. We still have today, we have Captain Hill, who was the head of the Eisenhower, the aircraft carrier. Hmm. So it's pretty remarkable, the service from the city.
Very good. I'm also reminded maybe to ask you for an update about the progress at Monument out at Squaw Rock in terms of the Native Americans who lived in this area.
Yeah, we continue to work with representatives from what they call their council, and we're retooling on that. There was a little misunderstanding initially what the monument could be, and this another retooling. We'll hopefully in the coming weeks we'll have a sense of the direction they want to go in with the monument. It appears they're looking at perhaps a monument of Chickatobit, who was revered at the time from this tribe.
So yeah, no, initially it was going to be the Three Sisters, is that right? It was initially called the Three
Sisters.
Yes, but
there was some confusion on that. Well, there wasn't any confusion initially, but when we learned that the Three Sisters is like a 50-foot monument, which would have probably cost about $20 million. So we couldn't accommodate that.
Right.
And they understood, so that's why I think they're leaning to do something for Chickatobit.
I see. Very good. Big gala celebration last week, Mayor, to kick off the Adams Presidential Center. I wonder if you could update us on that.
Yeah, that was a great evening. We had 500 people up at the Boston Marriott. Obviously, we honored the Hales, Rob and Karen. Their remarks were rather appropriate and terrific, and we honored the late Bill Delahunt, and two family members spoke on his behalf. It was a beautiful evening. We unveiled the John Quincy Adams statue, which is absolutely incredible, the detail on that. And he was the first president to be photographed, so the artist had more to work with than he did with Adams and Hancock, but he did a remarkable job. So that will be placed sometime next year during the Quincy 400 and the Quincy Center area. But it was a great evening. We spoke again about what the mission of the Adams Presidential Center is all about. I think we continue to advance that, get the publicity out, and continue to raise money. So at some point we can get a shovel in the ground. General Joe Dunford chairs the board. He did a terrific job emceeing the event. And I appreciate all the folks that sponsored. We had a lot of local businesses and contractors and that sponsored tables, and again we filled the place. It was a great evening.
How much have you raised so far? How much do you need to get started?
Well, this is a separate nonprofit board from the city, so I'm not on that board. I don't have those numbers, Joe. My guess is they would have done pretty well. Well,
that's good. Finally, Mayor, are you going back to school this morning?
Yeah, this morning I go to Quincy High. Each year I sponsor breakfast for the seniors before they leave school. This morning is Quincy High, tomorrow is North Quincy High School. And we have the culinary kids do the full breakfast, and it's really nice. This is the point where some kids are dying to get out of their school. Some kids get melancholy. Some of them had such a great experience, they don't want to leave. It's the goodbyes to the teachers and everybody, so... I know it's kind of a little bit of an emotional time for the kids at that point. I remember those days. I didn't want to leave, Joe. I had a great time in high school. But everyone has a different experience, and certainly we'll be, just a couple weeks out, we'll be at the stadium graduating them.
That's right, yeah. Very nice. And also we should remind folks, this coming Sunday is the Police Memorial Sunday up at Mount Wollaston Cemetery.
Yes, each year, the week after Memorial Day, we do the mini parade, if you will, drop parade from the courthouse down, the officers march, and they honor those that went before them. And then the following Sunday is the fire memorial. They don't do a formal parade in, but they form in the cemetery itself, and in honor of those that went before them in the fire service. So important to remember people that paved the way for all of us, you know.
Yes. Yeah, and I know the memorial, fire memorial is relatively new. They had that all done over not too long ago. It looks great up there.
It does look nice. It does look very nice.
Great to talk to you, Mayor. Appreciate your time.
Enjoy the day.
You too. Yep, bye-bye.